Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I saw this break today. Leighton Vander Esch, nickel. Leighton Vander Esch is now the another new official spokesperson for Mizzen and Main. And oh, this is the shirt company that's located in Dallas, Fort Worth. What's the Mizzou connection?
Mizzou and Maine.
Mizzou and Maine.
No,
that's
Mizzen.
That's my college.
Mizzen and Maine. This is a local shirt company, I mean, for clothier. And these guys have gone national. They're famous. And this is not an endorsement. We do not endorse them in any way. But I do personally love these freaking shirts. And the first time I noticed them was when we had Troy Aikman on the show. And we were at Texas Live. And we interviewed him, and I was like, is that shirt you're wearing dry fit? He was wearing a white business shirt, like under a sports coat.
It's a great question.
I was like, is that dry fit? And you guys looked at me like I was crazy. He goes, yes, it is. It is dry fit. And it's like these shirts are insane. They're like work shirts, you know, like, I don't know, what is the name? Is it Oxford? What is it, the name of it? It's a business shirt.
I think it's a business casual button.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's a button down. That's exactly what it is. And but they're dry fit, like Nike stuff. So they're wicking.
And explain what wicking is. That's like a warlock or a witch. What is a wicking?
That's not how I know wicking to be, but
wicking,
it's like a satanic practice.
No,
right?
Like when you, okay, so like if you wear a cotton shirt, when you sweat, it gets super wet. And if it's a wicking shirt, when you sweat, it like Dikembe Mutombo's the sweat. Like it blocks the sweat away. And so you've seen it in athletic shirts and athletic clothes from Nike. You've seen dry fit stuff for years. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, the technology in clothes, or the way that they make clothes, is advancing as well. And so now, I mean, you deal with getting a nice dress shirt. You got to send it to the cleaners. It immediately gets wrinkled. You got to send it back to the cleaners. When it's wicking, it's basically shunning the water away. So when you wash it, all you do is hang it up, and it's like it was ironed every time.
So the water doesn't even get into the shirt because of the wicking.
The wicking, it wicks it away.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you're unable to get it. And so Leighton Vander Esch today, the newest spokesperson for Mizzen and Maine, this is a pretty cool deal for the Cowboys' young linebacker.
I think the wicking is probably what they put on fields during rain delays and stuff, right?
That would help. That would help, yeah.
And put all that water in the river?
Because you're absorbing it and then drawing it off.
Yeah. Right.
Now, I do think there's a little something that I'm a little bothered by this. And I, oh, by the way, Leighton, go get your money, homeboy, because we may not have room for you in a few years. just kidding. We'll make room. Don't worry about it.
We'll see.
But if you're going to be the wolf hunter, can you really be the Mizzen and Maine guy? I feel like you need to kind of go ahead and figure out your identity, man. Second year in the league. Hey, you're either the crazy wolf hunter guy living off the land, or you're a nice button-down shirt guy.
Well, I think I don't think his identity has changed. I think the wicking people at Mizzen and Main are expanding their scope.
They don't call the wicking people.
Yeah, they're the wicking people. So they've already got Troy Aikman, right? So they already have the post-football business guy that may wear a wicking shirt with a blazer.
Makes sense, though.
They already got Phil Mickelson, who is, despite how ill-advised it is, willing to go wear a waiter shirt during a round of golf, which we still haven't moved beyond that, but that's okay. He proved his point. And now they're adding the rugged outdoorsman to the mix. So it's Mizzen. Layton doesn't have to change. It's Mizzen and Main that are expanding their scope. They're getting a little bit of everybody, right? Because every now and then a rugged wolf hunter is going to want to wear a button-down shirt. Like tomorrow is going to be the Cowboy kickoff luncheon, and he can't go in there shirtless with like a fur, like a pelt hanging over his body. He's got to wear a nice shirt so he can go in there and with Mizzen and Main.
Are you saying that Leighton Vander Esch, if he could wear whatever he wanted to, he'd wear an animal pelt?
Yeah, he'd wear a loincloth and an animal pelt everywhere he went.
They've also shown at Mizzen and Main that they have extra small, if you remember Kyler Murray.
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't that small.
It was pretty small. His shirt was
small. I mean, it was highly debated about how small it was.
And I tell you what, that shirt was very elusive. I couldn't quite figure out. Couldn't get a grasp on it. It was just all over the place. His shirt.
Okay, so if Mickelson went and played golf in this thing, I'm telling you, this is not an endorsement. We do not endorse them in any way. I'm just saying,
bombs.
It is a game changer.
It's a great shirt.
I don't understand what we've been waiting for. Everything should be. Have wicking in it.
It's wicking shirts and CBD. I mean, we're finally here, right?
I mean, the Urban Dictionary definition of wicking is way different than I think what you're thinking.
What is it? Describe it.
I don't know what that is.
It's more of a PM drive term you can kind of throw out there.
Oh, really?
I don't know if we can throw it out there in the lunch area.
When all the kids are in school, what are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about, but I do know that anyone out there owning a dry cleaners is like, damn you! Damn this technology to hell! Because it takes the dry cleaners out of a mix.
So do you ever iron the wicking?
No.
Is it bad to iron the wicking?
I don't know, but all I know is if once I was shown there's an easy way out and all you do is wash it and hang it. Then I'm like in.
Okay.
I don't have to dry clean. I don't have to iron it.
You never have to steam it.
It doesn't get wrinkled while you're wearing it in any way.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just an absolute game changer. I would wear them every day if I could afford to.
J.J. Watt, a Mizzen and Main endorser. Also,
he plays football in it.
Oddly, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Okay.
Because, you know, the thing is, because of the wicking material, if any of your beard hair gets on your shirt, it just trickles right off. It doesn't stick to your shirt.
Right. What do you guys think? Leighton Vander Esch is getting paid for this. It's his first national endorsement.
I think he's making $525,000.
I'd like to ask Dr. Evil. $1 million. Probably $5
million. $5
million? $2 million.
I think it's probably $150,000.
Okay.
I was guessing half a million.
$100,000 maybe.
Yeah.
Really?
But also. Wow. 200 to 300 wicking shirts is part of the deal.
Oh, my God. Unlimited amount of the greatest shirts. But I think for these guys, what it comes down to is how much of your time is it, right? Like, how much time are you investing? For him, it's one photo shoot, maybe, and you're done.
Maybe a press conference.
They're allowing him to – is there going to be a press conference?
I saw a thing where he was eating a potato.
But if it's
did y'all see that?
Yeah, I did see that.
He took a bite out of a potato like it was an apple.
So maybe he has a three-hour photo shoot, and they get to use his likeness. And so I'm just wondering how that world works. I'm assuming it's like maybe $150,000, $100,000.
You're right. I probably overestimate because he's a bigger deal here in town. Mizzen and Main's based in Dallas, right?
They are, but this is a national endorsement, so this is everywhere.
How many people know who Leighton Vander Esch is?
Okay, if you look at the highest rated things on television every year, as you know, it's always Cowboy games, and he's in the discussion for being one of their best players, or most exciting young players for sure.
Okay.
And so I think they are betting wisely that, okay, we're betting on the come. Mm-hmm. We think this guy's star is going to get even brighter and brighter and brighter. Let's get him now before anyone else. I love the business move. Because, dude, when he was coming off the field, when we were in Oxnard, I saw him one day coming off the field. I'm like, man, this is Captain America. Mm-hmm. He's wholesome. It's like it's everything a brand could possibly want as an endorser. He's a hard worker. He's quiet. He's humble. He's going to stay out of trouble. Much like Jalen Smith, dude. Jalen Smith is a perfect guy to endorse something to. Never going to get in trouble. Super smart. Could go into politics if he wanted to or business. I mean, they've got the right kind of guys in that linebacking core. We're not even talking about Sean Lee.
Okay, so let's take Witten, Dak, and Zeke out of it.
Okay.
We walk into a sporting goods store that sells jerseys and balls and stuff. It's like Dick's Sporting Goods or whatever. We walk into a Dick's Sporting Goods in a suburb in New Jersey. Who is the most recognizable just by name or by face cowboy?
Okay, I love this question. And I think what you have to look at it from a business is who is the most recognizable cowboy now and then who will be at the end of this year. And I think those. I think that's why you bet on Vander Esch. But
is it currently Vander Esch or Jalen Smith?
Vander Esch was, hear this out here, according to the NFLPA, this is player sales from March 1st through May 31st. So it's just a full 3 months.
So the third spring, the third quarter.
But whatever. My point is, he made the top 50. He was number 49.
In the NFL?
In the NFL. The other two Cowboys on the list were Zeke and Dak.
Wow. So he's the third?
So that answers the question.
I would guess that if, you know, for something like this, again, it comes to how much time you need from the player, right? Does he have a ton of different of his time? Does he have to have a ton of different photo shoots? If it's one photo shoot, that's easy money. It might even be 50, 75 grand, right? 100 grand. But for him, it's a great opportunity because, again.
I would think also, though, I'm sure his agent was involved in this. The agent's not going to let him set a low bar if he's in the top 50 already.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to be like, unless he's just, oh, my. I mean, it could be that he has the same feeling for Mizzen and Main that Ben does, right? Like, he may just absolutely love the shirts. Like, oh, my God, I want to be associated with this.
But it's also a crowded marketplace.
Uh-huh.
So if you're a national brand, I can choose somebody from any team. Mm-hmm. You're not just competing with the Cowboys, so you could choose from any of the other 50 guys on that list.
I can't believe he's in the top 50.
No, this was just for a quarter or whatever, but here's the players in that area. And this, I think, is probably jerseys and jersey tees, I would assume is what this is.
Yeah.
Number 50, Stephon Gilmore of the Patriots. But then you have Vander Esch, Phillip Rivers, James Conner, and he was huge because of he overcame cancer.
Right.
He was one of the top jersey leaders before he even got playing time.
And that was in the same, like the Steelers drafted him. That's where he grew up, right?
Roquan Smith, yeah. He went to Pittsburgh. Jared Goff, Joey Bosa, Derek Carr, George Kittle, Lamar Jackson, Cam Newton. So, like, you kind of think about that and you go, hey, you want to buy a jersey. Obviously, you get excited for a rookie, a first-round draft pick. But I think the thing that we're also forgetting here, we think about because we kind of, you know, grew up in the Metroplex and it's kind of a big, you know, sprawl. You forget, man, that Leighton Vander Esch could be the face of all the mountain kids out there.
What is a mountain kid?
Yeah, what is a mountain kid?
Well, you know, like, think about all these places like
REI
out in the mountains, like the Northwest, Idaho, and the Wyomings and Montanas of the world.
Talk about North Face.
Maybe the West Virginia's area, you know. So your parents are a mountain man and a mountain woman.
Mountain mama?
Yeah, mountain mama.
Take me home.
Mountain man and mountain mama.
You're
she's
talking
got,
about the banjo
as we've
kid
talked
and
about, she's got the huge ones, you know, because she's got to feed the whole.
Yeah, she's
got to feed the village.
Yeah.
So, like, he's because he came from, you know, the mountains. And he's a hunter. He's got a chance to be the idol and the role model and the face of all the mountain kids growing up.
The problem with trying to reach the mountain kids is they have no buying power. Like, you don't want to go after that market.
Right. No, well, they do, though. They've been finding gold.
I do know. Those are the people wearing pelts. That's right. Skinner's talking about. I do want to play this. This is one of the biggest Leighton Vander Esch fans of all time. We met him at a bar. I think his name is Stick. Here he is doing his Vander Esch thing.
His name is Stick.
My friends, Vander Esch, Nickel.
All right, congratulations. Maybe Stick will go buy a Mizzen and Main shirt. And congratulations to Leighton Vander Esch and Mizzen and Main. Local company, y'all rock. Congratulations.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
bye, bye, bye.
In a bear market? Or
sell, sell, sell.
In a bull market? Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.